Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Call it a street protest. An urban streetscape, suddenly a crowdsourced meetup. The invited guests, the hip musicians, all hit the streets to witness the latest work of two voices of Iranian protest, street artists Icy and Sat. From a wall in the Bronx, the image of a man helpless, homeless, above a sign that reads, Hope. The soundtrack, the live music of Iranian indie band The Yellow Dogs. Maybe save home. This is what it might have sounded like at an art meetup for street artists Icy and Sat, whose images can be found from Brooklyn, where they're based today, to a wall in Istanbul, Turkey, or Tabriz, Iran, the city of their youth. Brothers Icy and Sat were persecuted in Iran for their artistic expressions. They've spent time in jail and are seeking political asylum here in the United States. Their manager, Ali Salizadeh, explains how the street art community here in the U.S. has become a support network for the two artists.
It's an amazing community of how they really, really help each other. They help each other get walls. They help each other give ideas. They help each other, hey, I know this person in Austin. Why don't you go to Austin and work on this wall? It's a really big community. The idea is just kind of curate our own little space as well, because the community's been so good to us and we want to be a part of it as well.
A street art community integrated into the hip Brooklyn neighborhoods where Icy and Sat's work is a draw and where it speaks to a repressive authority far from New York.
It's an art of making it simple enough for people to understand, but yet have a deep enough meaning so it stands for something as well.
The brothers work in large stencils, which they carry to their locations and then cart away before anyone knows they've made their mark.
A stencil is a way for us to communicate our visions with the people. Our work is about the things that are happening in the world or the things happening to us. Our subject is mostly about human rights, society issues, love, hate,
peace,
war.
And how do you scout locations to do your images?
The safety was important, especially back in Iran, because we have to do it as quick as we can. It was all illegal. In Iran, if you get caught, they say they charge crimes with even knowing it. They stick labels like Satanist, political activities.
Always after we did the work on the streets, in a few days, they covered all.
Yeah, they painted over in like sometimes less than 20 hours.
And here, your stuff could end up in a gallery.
Yeah, we did. Some of them, most of them are still on the walls. In here, there's so many walls, so many people who support the street art, who arrange walls, which they can stay for a long time. And it's in the same street that everybody can see it.
You ever been caught? Had to explain yourselves?
In
here?
In the U.S. or in Iran?
In Iran, for several times. Recently, after we were in jail for 7 days, we couldn't do any works again because they knew ICN, so we are us. They knew our real names. We had so many problems.
It's dangerous for us now going back to Iran. Yeah.
So your cover's blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sort of stuck until things change in Iran.
Yeah.
Do you think that will happen?
Of course, that will be happen one day, but who knows?
You grew up in the 90s in Iran, right?
Yes.
80s and 90s. Do you have any sense of the, pre-revolutionary Iran? What does your generation think the future of Iran is?
It's a hard question.
It's hard, yeah.
There's so many things.
It's not good time. There is no hope. People are not that happy anymore. No, everything is going to be worse and worse, like every day.
When did you give up on Iran?
We didn't give up on Iran. We always...
Yeah, we did what we wanted to do, and we did, but like, it was so hard.
But you haven't given up on Iran eventually embracing artists like you. You haven't given up on that.
Yeah, we haven't.
Why?
That's what we want, that we could be able to go back to Iran to work there again.
Icy and Sat, street artists whose political asylum brings them to New York City, but their home is Iran.